This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. People in Gaza say Israel is conducting the heaviest bombing of the war in the area of Khan Yunis on Sunday. Gaza's Hamas government on Saturday said 240 people had been killed since the week-long pause in fighting expired early Friday. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli forces have found 800 shafts leading to Hamas's vast subterranean network of tunnels and bunkers since a Gaza ground operation began on October 27th. They say they have destroyed more than half of them.
And fossil fuels! And fossil fuels!
At the COP28 climate summit, human health has become the focus of climate change.
We see a surge of emergency admissions of heat stress, heat exhaustion, increased risk of cardiovascular disease, mental health diseases. We even saw vector-borne diseases in Europe.
Concerns include the death of at least 7 million people every year from air pollution, disease, and lack of food. It's the first time public health is getting a focus at the annual UN Climate Summit. The Philippine president has blamed what he calls foreign terrorists for a bomb blast that killed 4 people and wounded dozens others.
The suspected bomb, which the police said was made from a mortar round, went off Sunday, hitting students and teachers who attended a mass in a gymnasium at a university in the southern city of Marawi. The chief of staff of the Philippine military said the bomb attack could be retaliation by Muslim militants for a series of battle setbacks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
From Washington, this is VOA News. The late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is being remembered as a champion for women's rights before, during, and after her service on the nation's highest court. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Sandra Day O'Connor was the first and only woman on the U.S. Supreme Court until then-President Clinton nominated the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 1993. Ginsburg described O'Connor as a great big sister. O'Connor said even though they didn't look anything alike, some lawyers would confuse them, prompting her to wear a T-shirt saying, "The Supremes, I'm Sandra, not Ruth." Years after her retirement, she called for more women to serve on the Supreme Court, even after the appointments of Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. After that, Justice Amy Coney Barrett was nominated by then-President Trump, and Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was named by President Biden. O'Connor died Friday at the age of 93. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Italy has refused a request from a Munich museum to return an ancient Roman statue bought by Adolf Hitler. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Italy's culture minister is reportedly refusing a request by the German State Antiquities Collection in Munich to return the Discobolus Palombara statue. Hitler had bought the ancient Roman statue from a private Italian owner. It was returned to Italy in 1948 as part of works illegally obtained by the Nazis. Now the German museum wants it back, saying it had been illegally transported to Italy in 1948. Italy's culture minister, Gennaro San Giuliano, had one response, telling an Italian newspaper, "Over my dead body," calling the work a national treasure. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea's state media on Sunday said its reconnaissance satellite operation office began its mission as a military intelligence organization. North Korea said it successfully launched its first military spy satellite on November 21st and has begun transmitting photos of such things like the White House, the Pentagon, U.S. military bases, and, quote, target regions, unquote, in South Korea. Again, all of this is according to the official North Korea media.
Contact confirmed. Capture confirmed.
A Russian Soyuz spacecraft is docked with the International Space Station. The mission for the spacecraft to bring food, fuel, and other supplies to the International Space Station. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman.